Now it's a time for us to go to the law, God's word. Today we are going to see something about choices and the consequences in life. Choices. What is choice means? What we choose in life often indicates where we are in our development and what we really want. For an example, number one, a student chooses to study and prepare for the exam rather than watch TV is a sign of maturity and the responsibility. That means he wants success. Children, if it is you, you can say amen to that. No. What do you mean? I thought you are excellent children and you choose your study, you pay attention to your exams than the TV. And your sounds makes me to understand I am vice versa. Once again, what is choosing means? A student chooses to study and prepare for their exams or the tests than to watch the TV or play or called or understood as a mature children and a responsible children. If it is you, say amen to that. Amen. I don't think I can move forward. Okay. Let me take a second one. A young couple decide to marry is a sign of mutual love and commitment. They want a new life and a family. So I understand that there are many young couples. It is applicable for old couples also. And as a reference, you know Rebecca and Romino who stood up. It is very much applicable for them because they decide to marry and it is a sign of their mutual love and commitment. They wanted to for a new life and to form a family. Do you agree that? So it is very meaningful to for us to move forward. So as an introduction, few people ever recognize the role of choices, not just in history, but in future. The change, is there any change? The change was not new people. The change was the new attitude. Amen? It is not a new people. It is the attitude which changes, it changes and makes the people new. So in this, there are some examples today we are going to meditate on it. As a number one, Mary and Martha are contrasted. Luke 10, open your Bible. Luke 10, chapter 10, 38 to 42. We know about them. Even though there are four scriptures, can Brother Cecil read that?
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Martha, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
So what do we understand from here? There are two sisters raised in the same family, same home, same parents. One makes the choice to worry and the other see the benefits of making Jesus' choices. Even though it is a very familiar scripture and the portion we study and we learn, we heard much about it, here it comes for us to think about what they choose in their life and what is the consequences of it. So what are the same thing? They are from one family, one parents. They were together. One chooses to worry about it. One chooses to follow Christ. So that's why Luke 10:41, Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things." There are people, even in these days, in our families, not every children are the same. So not all the parents are the same. Some are like Martha's, worrying about the worldly things. And the second one is that Mary made the choices to be with Jesus. 42 says that, "But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." Till today we remember that. We meditate, we study, and we learn what is the portion chosen by Mary. So Mary's choices had a great benefits. She washed Jesus' feet. She was learning student at Jesus' feet. Mary fell at Jesus' feet for comfort when her brother was dead. Mary's choices brought the good part, all our choices bringing benefits and favor. Is our choices on this earth, in our days, in our life, brings benefits to you and to others? This is the question. So what we learn from Martha and Mary, what in each one chose in their life? Here, Mary has chosen the better one to be at Jesus' feet. Secondly, Luke 24:13-32 is a long passage. Where what we see there, two of them walking together can make a choice. There is a truth behind our choices too. Luke 24:13-22. Now 32. Sorry, 1 minute. No need. I will read a few verses. So here, even if you walk together, Amos 3:3 says, all of us we know. It is a very, very familiar scripture. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? If we walk together, there should be an agreement. That's what the scripture says. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So here, two men have heard the negative message. They make a choice to walk away from Jerusalem. You know the incidents, what has happened. After the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, when the women went to the tomb and brought the message to the disciples, and as they reported that the tomb is empty, Jesus is risen, and this was the message to the disciples. And most of them were disturbed, and they are doubted what has happened. So that is why, with that in their mind, they were walking together. So here, they were walking from Jerusalem, 7 kilometers far to the village called Emmaus. So what do we understand from here? While they are walking away, they discuss the negative thing of it. What is the negative? Verse 13 and 14.
Now the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened.
What they are talking about, everything means, and further it says, I'll come back to you. Then Cleopas says, Jesus was along with them when they are talking, and he was listening to them. And he was asking, what you are discussing all about? When he was asking them, they answered. What they answered? 18, verse 18.
One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?
What they say is, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem and have you not known the things which happened there in these days? That means they do not believe that the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was with them, even their eyes were not open to understand. So you know the whole instance about it. So he says, here we know that he made the choice to trust. And we are the people who are sitting here, we know the resurrection of our Lord. We believe in that. With that hope, we are here. We have trusted that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. If you will, you say amen to that.
Amen.
Still no. Even the adults, I thought the children were not heard or may not understood what I say, or purposely they are keeping silent. But as you, we have a great hope. With that hope, we are sitting here. If Jesus Christ is not risen, we are not going to be here. Hello?
Amen.
Why we are here? We too believe that. We will rise. When the Lord comes, we will be with him.
Amen.
That is our faith. If that is not, our sitting here is vain. So we made the choice. We trusted. We made the choice. We don't believe any and any more of what the world believes. Verse 21 says, but we were hoping that it was, that is a conversation. We are hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. They are telling to Jesus Christ. You know what has happened after that? And when they are reaching their places, he was about to leave from there. They insisted or requested him to stay with them. And there he has served them. And then they understood. What they understood, what they say is, 31 and 32, brother, read it.
Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and open the scriptures to us?
What we understand here, God can open our eyes to see the truth beyond our choices. Amen? God can open our eyes to see the truth beyond our choices. Sometimes we may miss, we may choose a wrong one, but still, if God is with us, He can open our eyes to know the truth. Even when He was not with them, when their eyes were open, when they recognized that it is Jesus who broke the bread and gave them, immediately He disappeared. After He disappeared, they thought, oh, is it not He? That's why our eyes were open. They realized, they understood that is the work of God. So, dear children of God, sometimes we may have wrong choices in our life. But if God will be with us, He will open your eyes and your mind to know the truth so that the truth will set us free. Amen. Free from even doubts. Amen? Amen? Free from all. Free from all in the sense, free from doubts, free from fear, free from bondages, free. You can add anything after that. God will set you free. Amen? Amen? Thirdly, third instance, Mark 10, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. 8 verses. 46 to 52. You know about the blind man, Bartimaeus. Sometimes we must make the decision or a choice by faith. The man is here, screaming to the top of his voice. The blind man heard that Jesus was coming. He listened. Jesus is getting closer and closer. He could not see, but he tuned his ears which direction Jesus is coming. And by hearing, he could able to understand and confirm that He is coming nearer and nearer. When He comes nearer, He is raising His voices. So the blind man heard that He was coming, he listened, and when He coming closer and closer, the blind man starts shouting and shouting over here, Jesus, I am here. Jesus, Jesus. So that made Jesus to stop. So the crowd was unkind and says, be quiet. The blind man makes the choice. I will not be quiet. Jesus is here. He decided within himself, no, why should I keep quiet? The crowd can do nothing. I am with them for this many years and months. But Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And coming nearer to Him. That gave him the confidence, not only the faith, what he heard. Actually heard about Him. He developed the faith. He is waiting for the chance. Now is the day. Now is the time. He is nearing. So he had a confidence that forced him to shout more and call Jesus. That's why 49:52 says, so Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And he, throwing aside his garments, he rose and came to Jesus. Imagine there something. Stop there and see that. When he was called to come to Jesus as a blind man, imagine verse 50. Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. How he should have come? As a blind man. 51. Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He knows that he is a blind man. Still he asked. The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." And then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Your faith has made you well. He didn't say anything. He didn't pray. He didn't ask him to do anything. In this occasion, he said, "Go your way." And immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. He has not run away to elsewhere. He followed Jesus. That is the faithfulness. That is the gratitude. That is the thankful heart. When Jesus healed him, when he received the sight, he followed Jesus. You know, sometimes we do mistakes. We will pray for many things. When we are praying, when God answered, after that we don't turn to him. I have seen many things and many people. For an example, I'm not very particular about anybody. Please excuse me, I'm not personally telling to anybody. But it happens. When the couples do not have child, they will pray for the child. Delayed. With the perseverance, they will pray and pray. God answered. When they are blessed, they don't turn to. They put blame on the child. Child is sick. Child is not getting ready. It is very difficult to make the child to get ready. And that is why we could not. So the excuses, all the blames goes to the child. The poor child. Parents take advantage. See the choices. Most of the parents do these mistakes. I used to tell them, please, never ever say this. Because it is God-given gift. If you are not having a love and gratitude to the Lord, you may say this. But you should have a thankful heart to the Lord. And you should be faithful to the Lord. You have to follow what you are even before. I'm sorry if I am not here to offend anybody. Please take care of it. What you choose in your life. The key is, God is the priority where it goes. Whether to your child or to God. Family is right. It is God given. We have to accept it in the fullness of your heart. How you serve the Lord, it makes the difference. Anyhow, let's move on. Down through the ages, there have been ways to identify the blind people. Those days, the blind people are given the can. But in our days, we know. Always the blind people wear sunglasses. You know that? So those who are wearing sunglasses, not blind. Please. So usually we find them. And also in those days, they are given as an identity of a can with them on the red dress. So that in the fall, when they are coming nearer, they will understand they are blind. We should make slow because the blind people is crossing, blind people are standing. But in that case, this man was there with a colored coat. when Jesus called, just he thrown the coat, outer coat, what was his identity has gone as a blind. He followed, ran to Jesus Christ. Even after he received the sight, he just followed him. No one can identify he was a blind. So always pastors used to say, whenever you come to testimony, this should be your condition. What? I was blind, I will see. What does it mean? Make your testimony very short. That much. Time and again we used to hear that from the pulpit. So here is the blind man. And even without telling, he has thrown his coat and followed Jesus Christ. That should be our attitude when God blesses us. So this blind man made a faith choice before Jesus got to him. So Jesus saw his faith and healed him. Fourthly, and Luke 8, 41 to 48, there was a lady, she was very weak. Her choice was the good doctors. Why I say that? The scripture says that she wasted or spent all her money. So her choice was the good doctors. Now the choice is to change. There is no money. Because there is no money, she changed the choices. And someone told her about Jesus Christ. And she heard where Jesus was. She made the choice to meet him. She came all the way to meet Jesus Christ. Number one, what we know, the sick, weak woman made a choice that day, I am going to find Jesus. She made a choice. 12 years of weakness and suffering. 12 long years in outer court she was. Let us read 43 and 44, brother. Luke 8:43 and 44.
And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped.
See the position? She could not come to the front. She came behind. If she is coming in the front, disciples could have chastened her. That's why she made up her mind and came. She made a choice. Today, somehow, I'm going to meet him. Because of her faith. She heard much more about Jesus Christ. That is why she made a choice. Made her mind. Somehow, I'm going to meet. If I go in the front, people will chase them. Chase her. That's why she took behind. She came behind and touched her hems. That's why the scripture says, so came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. So what was the decision, the choice? I am going to touch him. I will press against the crowd. Even the crowd, whatever the crowd is, doesn't matter. I will make it. So this kind of position, this kind of choice we should have in our life when we happen to reach or Jesus and happen to express our faith unto the Lord. That is an example. What the choice is here? What is the consequences of a choice? she got healed. Hello? She got healed. What is the result of her choice? She was healed. And fifthly, often one choice leads to another choice, and each choice sinks the hook a little deeper. A very classic example. The enemy caught Eve by herself. Eve makes a choice. In the isolation, a divided house, the enemy can catch Eve off guard. But Eve talked to the subtle, sneaking beast, that is the Satan. Eve's choice is, open this discussion, that is the first choice she took. When the choice of discussion started, then the Satan twisted. So here, he twists what God said. Satan put her question as a doubt. Is God said like this? She added something to that. He said not even to touch it. God said not to eat. But see the first choice, what mistake she has made. And he looks at the first of all the tree and looks good, attractive, and trap it to set. So here, only one scripture we'll read, Genesis 3:6.
But God did say, 6.
Yes. The woman, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was the pleasant to the eyes, the tree desirable to make one wise, she took off the fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate it. What was the first choice? What was the first choice? She ate it. You know, what is the ultimate result of a subsequent? What she chose? Hello? What she chose in her life? What God said? Not to eat. If you eat, what will happen? You will die. She chose to die. Am I right? Am I right? And what that was the first choice. What is the second choice? She given to her husband as well. Why should I die alone? Let him die also. Okay, both Adam did it together. That is the first choice. What is the second thing what they have done it? They try to hide from God. That is not right. Still God asks, where are you? Then they have to expose. See, this is how in our life, even our very soul, the life is a choice. The extreme, the maximum what we understand about our life is life and death are before us. It is we who choose whether it is life or it is death. No one forces. So no one forced Eve to eat. If God wants to keep, he should have not have kept that tree over there, life and death. But from the beginning it is like that. Even today, the salvation is like that. Why still the major part of the world is not come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ? It's an option. There are very many reasons, not one reason. There are many reasons. One of the reasons is this. If you go on, and it is our responsibility also, because we have not gone out and shared the word. That's why still the word is not evangelized. And there are people, after evangelizing, after giving the gospel, they are not believing, that is their part. They are not understood, that is their part. They are not willing to come forward to accept, that is their part. But our part, we should not fail to do that. And we understand this makes us to understand who we are and what is our position, what we choose in our life, and what is the consequences of our choosing. So they have chosen death, and we should not do so. But we are living children. We are spiritual children of God. And that is why God has to pay the precious price, His blood alone, and who God bought us as His own. That's why we are here. Amen? Amen. And something it came to my mind about choosing. Actually, I have to conclude it. One thing is, just 5 minutes I will take. Seeing, in the beginning, the Lord, what God said, when God created man, and when all the 6 days of His creation, He said, it is good, it is good, it is good. The seventh day He rested, and then He created man. After that, He said, only one thing in His life I can say, one place, it is not good. What is not good? What is not good? Yeah. That's why most of us are with our families. God decided it is not good for this man to be alone. So He put a suitable partner, comparable partner, a helper. Do you agree on that? Those all got married. Yes. Sometimes what happened, no, some of the families. See, how God created, why they are comparable. God has not made or given him a suitable partner from all His creation, one of the creation as a partner. No. He has not made a woman from the mud as He made Adam from the mud. He has not made that. He took His own ribs, and out of it, He made a woman, a beautiful woman. And, oh, that's right. I appreciate her. Why? Just imagine, it is out of context. In all His creation, in God's creation, you think about anything. From the birds or from any animals, you think about it. Which looks beautiful? Huh? Male. No, 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 no. Okay. Everyone very, very much aware of it. Among the lion, which is beautiful? Male or female? Male. No. About a hen and the cock. Which is beautiful? Any take any birds. How you identify male and female? The beautiful one is only male. Only by that you will make and differentiate what is male, what is female. Any chicks, you know, come across it. Any animal, you take it. The beautiful one is the male. But when it comes to human, they are beautiful. It is God. That you can make it. So this is our God. That is the speciality. That is the gift. That is God's creation. How she became beautiful? Because she was taken from the rib of Adam. That's why she became beautiful. If it is from the mud, she may not be beautiful. Anyhow, okay, let me come to the point. God has given women as a desirable, comparable helper to a man. But nowadays, many families, you know, you come across a pet animal, pet dog, pet cat. So the diversion goes towards that. I heard in Bangalore, very specially, always whether the man has the time to spend his wife or send his family or spend time with the children or there or not, he will go walking with his dog only. They spend much on that. They may not be food for the children, but the dog will have enough special food. So a lot of money was spent. The same way, even if it is a cat, if it is cat inside, it other side of it. The women will pay all attention to the pet animal, not to the directed to the husband. Even if the husband comes from home, from office to home, she will not care for what is the news, whether you had a coffee or thing. She will not offer anything to the husband, but she will not fail to take care of the cat. So what is the suitable companion? They think the pet animal became the suitable companion. That is nowadays. So there are many things. But our point is this. It is God who made. And it is our responsibility to have a right choice. And then we will not fall into the world. And the consequence, whatever it is, whether it is a right choice or a bad choice, it leads to consequences. Here, one thing we are here, I will go fast. There's a conclusion. Are we evaluating our daily choices? You are a sum total of your daily choices, what you are spending, how you are spending. So in closing to me, they say that we all have choices to make every day and when this comes. Number one, let's try to seek His purposes and His will and not just our own. Amen? I expect you, amen to that. Secondly, let's give thanks and recognize that our God can work all choices out for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Last thing about choices. If you have not chosen to become a Christian, yet I encourage you to repent of your sin, confess before Christ, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. This will be the best choice you will ever make in this life and the one to come. So this is the best choice. We thank God, those who are sitting here made a best choice in our life. Amen. That's why we are here. Let us thank the Lord for what God has spoken.
Amen. The choices and consequences in life. You heard the word. The question that should be going out in your mind is that, what type of choice are you making today? Whom do you choose to serve? God is watching. What are the benefits of the choices you have made? Is it something that you have seen that, yes, you have made the best choice? Don't blame God for the choice that you have made. The Bible says in the book of Galatians 6, verse 7 to 8, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. whosoever sought to please their flesh. From the flesh we reap destruction. Whoever sought to please the Spirit, from the Spirit we reap eternal life. Choose whom you are to serve. May God bless us in the mighty name of Jesus.